What is up, Ponyville? I am V1, the Pony, Limitless Hate, coming back at you once again with that Thursday night fugue state. Tonight, I'm calling this Songs Whose Time Has Come. I was going through my hard drive and found several songs that, for whatever reason, I just haven't played yet, and that was one of them. That was Kay's Choice with Not an Addict, and that definitely counts. It might be a bit heady to start off with, but that song is great. I knew a lot of people who were really into Kay's Choice. They were mostly angsty teens, but they had a good reason for it. At least the music was rocking. Up next, we're also going to cut this with some stuff from the Fugue State archive. So up next, we've got Zircon and Jillian Golden with Breathing You In.
We'll be right back.
Ah, Zircon, making that FL studio work since God knows when. As always, Fugue State is brought to you by Ponyville FM. Its hosts' musical tastes are brought to you by Mitsubishi. Up next, we've got Telepop Music and Angela McCluskey with Love's Almighty. Stop it before it continues. I think my copy of that glitches out, but whatever. I have to wonder how they came up with the name Telepop Music. Were they just in the lab and a friend walked in like, wow, like, This sounds awesome. What kind of music is this? Duh, telepop music? Stupid. Oh, God, we're going to have to roll with that, aren't we? Up next, yeah, here's one that I keep coming back to. This is one of those Pandora picks from the days when I played World of Warcraft. So, yeah, whatever it decided to play, after a few repeats, it started to dig into the old brain. Because, not really thinking, just kind of absorbing what's going on around you. This is Chung King with Angel Eyes. Came to pass that Limitless would go to his grave loving the ever-loving shit out of Jesse Banks and her gorgeous voice. And that is no sad fate. Up next, we've got probably the last great song from Garbage before their breakup, and the second to last truly great song recorded by Shirley Manson to date. This is Garbage with Can't Cry These Tears.
I've reached
going to spin right along. Up next, it's Supreme Beings of Leisure with Truth from Fiction. Pandora can be a very, very useful tool. When pruned properly, it'll turn you on to all sorts of awesome music. But you give it an inch, and it thinks it's a ruler. Up next, we've got Beats Antique with Milieu. Arts Antiques Collide is an awesome album, full of great songs like that, some more up-tempo than others, and I really enjoyed it, so I decided that it would be a good idea to add Beats Antique to my chill Pandora station. All of a sudden, it sounds like I'm in the Bollywood HMV or Best Buy. And it's like nothing but world beat from wall to wall. I had to nuke that stream from orbit, okay? It wasn't pretty. People died. Up next, though, we've got some Major Lazer. This is Lean On with Mo and DJ Snake. You know, when all is said and done, I think this next track will have a spot in my top 20 favorite songs of all time. Maybe top 50, I don't know. But you shouldn't misunderstand me. On the great list of people who need to go away, Maynard James Keenan holds a spot very close to the top. I am not by any stretch of the imagination a Tool fan, and I find most of their work, though technically proficient, to be just ghastly depressing. And, you know, for some people who are into that kind of stuff, I guess that's cool. But frankly, I get my depression from Princess Blackjack, alright? I've got plenty, don't need yours. Now, that being said, Perfect Circle, amazing supergroup. You take Tool out of Tool, and what you're left with is Maynard's very creative technical direction and the ability, I guess it's charisma, to put together an awesome supergroup with revolving members. So with no further ado, this is Perfect Circle with Three Libras. See, Mare de Noms was a great album. 13th Step was even better. Then they did that kind of remix cover album, and then they just went away. It's all the hallmarks of great band. Three excellent albums, and then they just disappear. Without wearing out their welcome like so many others. I'm looking at you, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Up next, we've got some more Chiba for you. This is Blindfold.
In him.
Yeah, it doesn't look like I'll be getting over that one anytime soon. Up next, we've got Foliage, like as in faux pas, Foliage, with All the World. Certainly not okay. You know, I don't even remember where I got that song. I want to say it was from a YouTube video or something. But yeah, I remember, you know, most of the great songs that I come across when I heard them first. like, I was just in the backseat of my friend's car, kind of just staring up at the stars the first time the local modern rock station, at gag me, played Coheed and Cambria's Favor House Atlantic, and yeah, man, that was great. That stuck out in my mind, even though absolutely nothing was going on at the time. So, you know, it's funny the way that you do and don't remember some of these. But hey, I'm coming down to the end of my time here tonight, and up next at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo once again with the Permalink, bringing you the hypest J-Core around. So we hope that you'll stick around for that. Finally this evening. Man, I hate this song almost as much as I love it, and that's what makes it a great one to finish on. I've been your master of Sarah Pony's Limitless Hate. You're listening to Ponyville FM, the cure for the common cult, and this, God help us all, is Lita Ford with Kiss Me Deadly. I'm out, y'all. Check y'all later.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. $10 from my old man. It ain't no big thing.